then I stay through church, and then push back after church.
So you get around?
Yeah, I could ride. Nice help. Working to you. I'm going to stop for a night show up here, very helpful up here to me. The things you know I can do, you know I can't do. And I don't try to overtax myself, because it doesn't make sense. If you can't do a thing, don't try. But I could, I did. But now I find that I can't, and I don't tax myself.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't help me, and I can't do what be done right. And self-preservation, I look out for self. I believe in that.
Sure.
I have no trouble with my appetite eating anything in sight. I try to lose weight, but I can't stop eating. I love to eat.
Yeah.
I don't drink. I only drink beer, but about once or twice a day, a week.
Uh-huh.
I've never been man enough to stand hard liquors. They give me a headache.
Yeah.
And I figure no sense in the world in doing something that you know you're not going to enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Through life, I tried very hard to use common sense. My mother taught me that. I had an uncle that I lived with. But I lived with my grandmother, her son, my uncle, who I lived most under his care. And he was the person to believe in certain things, and I followed in his footsteps.
Well, tell me a little bit about the house where you grew up. Do you remember that? What that was like?
House I grew up in here in Richmond. Let's see, that was well the intersection I'm living in now. That's called Manchester now. But where I lived was south of that. It was called Swansboro.
Uh-huh.
Then Manchester annexed Swansboro. Manchester annexed Swansboro. Then Richmond annexed Manchester.
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
But where I lived formerly was Swansboro. I went to school in Swansboro, I went to school in Manchester. But from Manchester, I went to Union.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was your house like there?
House like? Very comfortable. I've been very comfortable all night.
Well, the house where you lived in Swansboro, was that a big house or?
Well, I should think it had about 8 rooms. Because my grandmother lived there,
uh-huh.
And my uncle got married,
uh-huh.
And they lived there.
Could you possibly draw me a floor plan of what the, if you remember enough to maybe draw a floor plan of what the house?
Remember,
let's try.
I can tell you later. On the first floor was 3 rooms and about 5 rooms upstairs with closets.
Uh-huh.
At that section.
My
house, where I live now, let's see, living room, dining room, and kitchen on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
But upstairs, that's 1 bedroom, 2 bedroom, 3 rooms, another. It's about 8 rooms in the house I live in now,
uh-huh.
With 2 baths. There's a bath downstairs, which makes it very convenient to me because I go to it with a chair.
Uh-huh. The house where you grew up in the old days, did they have real high ceilings in them?
Yeah, the house in those days did have high ceilings.
Remember about how high it was?
I don't know. It's less high than this.
Yeah. What is this, would you say? How high?
This is, you can tell me, it's high, would you?
No, I wouldn't. About how high is it, do you think?
I don't know. That's about 8 feet, you think?
Something like that. In the old days, what were they in the old days?
Yeah.
in the old days, how do you heat a place then?
They heat by coal and heat by wood. But I heat with gas.
Uh-huh.
My gas takes care of my hot water, cooking, and heat. Then I switch over, have it arranged, so I switch over from gas, from heat in the winter, just switch it over to air conditioning summer.